Hello, I'm Mike Spivey, and Lorna Jesty is with me to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Here is Lorna to start us off with Information Desk.
Thank you to everyone who sent in stamps this week. Unfortunately, they were separated from their owners during wallet sorting this morning, so we are unable to thank you individually. Thank you, Mrs. Beryl Perkins, for your thoughtful card of thanks, and to Mrs. Molly Arthurton, who enjoyed listening to the article about Weston Longville, and to the lady who enjoyed listening to the recording on track 6 last week. Unfortunately, your name was detached from your wallet during this morning's wallet sorting, and so we are unable to thank you individually.
Now we have 7 forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000, extension 341, or email all in lowercase mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Our minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. Cost is £17 for the sailing, payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and there is no charge for the minibus. Please note all dates are a Thursday. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place, and note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. The next sailing is Thursday, 27th of July.
A reminder that you can come and join us at the Theatre Royal Norwich for a performance of Life of Pi on Saturday, the 30th of September at 2:30 p.m. After an epic storm in the Pacific Ocean, Pi is stranded on a lifeboat with 4 other survivors, a hyena, a zebra, an orangutan, and a royal Bengal tiger. Based on the global phenomenon and winner of the Man Booker Prize, Life of Pi is the hugely popular story of an epic journey of endurance and hope. Tickets are £49.50, which includes a sighted companion ticket if required. Payment by Friday the 28th of July. To book, please contact Mark or Helen.
Come and join us at Norwich Theatre Royal for a performance of 2.22, A Ghost Story, Wednesday, 11th of October at 2:30 p.m. There's something in our house. I hear it every night at the same time. Jenny believes her new home is haunted, but her husband Sam isn't having any of it. Can the dead really walk again? Belief and scepticism clash, but something feels strange and frightening. And that something is getting closer, so they're going to stay up until 2:22, and then they'll know. Tickets are £42. This includes a sighted companion ticket if required. Payment, please, by Monday, 14th of August. To book, call Mark or Helen.
A visit to Brick Kiln Gardens, Priory Lane, Shottesham, Norwich, NR15, 1UJ, on Wednesday, the 9th of August. A minibus will be leaving the Bradbury Activity Centre at 10:30 a.m. and returning at approximately 2:30 p.m. Brick Kiln House is a 2-acre country garden with a large terrace, lawns and colourful perennial beds, which have a succession of flowering plants throughout the year and is wildlife friendly. A stream runs through a wood, planted to give all year round interest and provide cover for birds. The cost is £5 for refreshments, tea and cake, and you're welcome to bring a packed lunch. Donations are welcome, cash only on the day, please. To book, please do this by Friday the 28th of July by contacting Helen or Mark.
Public information from Norfolk County Council. 1. There will be temporary road closures in Cossey to provide an upgraded pedestrian crossing at the junction of Dereham Road and Richmond Road. Work will start on or soon after Monday, 24th of July, 2023. Speed limits will be in place. All timings are approximate and subject to change. To minimise disruption, work had been programmed to mostly take place throughout the school summer holidays. The County Council thanks people for their patience while these improvements are carried out. 2. There will be temporary two-way traffic lights on the A1047 Dereham Road at the location of the traffic lights pedestrian crossing adjacent to Richmond Road from the 24th of July to the 27th of September 2023. Temporary road closures. A1047 Dereham Road at the location of the signalled crossing adjacent to Richmond Road, overnight only for two nights during week commencing 28th of August 2023. Richmond Road, 4 from its junction with Dereham Road, northwards for a distance of 30 metres from the 24th of July to the 27th of September 2023. 5. East Hills Road at its junction with Richmond Road for one Sunday all day, either 17th or 24th of September 2023. 6. Horseshoe Close. Eastern entrance and exit will be closed from 24th of July to the 27th of September 2023. 7. Temporary speed limit restriction on the A1047 Dereham Road. A 20-mile speed restriction from its junction with Longwater Lane to its junction with Stafford Avenue. Again, from the 24th of July to the 27th of September 2023. For further information, please contact Christopher Queen, engineer, on 0344 800 8020. Up-to-date information about roadworks in Norfolk is available on the County Council website www.norfolk.gov.uk/roadworks. Our final piece in Information Desk this week comes from the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, and here is their summer safety advice.
Hello everyone, this is Bryn from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, North Earl and Blue Watch, and welcome to episode 4 of our key home safety messages, with this episode primarily focused on the summer season. During this episode, we have three key areas that we'd like to share with you. The first is water safety. Second, barbecue safety, and third and final, be caravan safety. With regards to water safety, if you accidentally enter the water, then firstly, float to live. Try not to panic and fight your instinct to thrash around. Secondly, lean back, extend your arms and legs, and gently use them to help you float. Thirdly, control your breathing. Once the cold water shock has eased, call for help and swim to safety, or wait until help arrives. You may have heard recently of how barbecues have contributed to some of the large fires we have seen around the country. Never use a barbecue, including disposable barbecues, indoors or on a balcony. Be careful where you position your barbecue. We suggest you do this on level ground, well away from anything flammable like sheds, fences, trees or tents. Be pet aware. Dogs, and sometimes cats, love to schnaffle sausages and can cause accidents getting under your feet. Carefully supervise children. Little ones can all too easily trip and fall, while older children might hurt themselves when trying to help. Our final focus area of this episode is caravan safety. Make sure you have a working smoke alarm in your caravan. It is just as important as having one in your home and just as dangerous not to. Ensure caravans and tents are at least 6 meters apart and away from parked cars. Make sure you know what the fire arrangements are on the campsite and where the nearest telephone is. Turn off all appliances before you leave your caravan or go to bed. If you smoke, use metal ashtrays and never smoke in bed. Remember, in all cases, if a fire starts, get out, stay out, and call 999. For further advice and to request a home safety visit from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, call 0300 123 1448. Or you can click Request a Home Fire Safety Visit from our website homepage at www.norfolk.gov.uk/fire. Alternatively, if you are a Suffolk resident, call 01473 260 588 or visit www.suffolk.gov.uk/Suffolk Fire and Rescue Service. Thank you for listening. Everyone at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service wishes you a safe and pleasant summer.
That's all for Information Desk this week.
This week, our second feature comes from a regular contributor, Derek James. He has tales of growing up in the tiny hamlet of Burney Arms in the 1950s. The tales are read by Ian Robertson. Ian Richardson.